Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Megan Ottolini, don't yuck her yum.
What? I just read these back-to-back texts. Mego has a very unique chicken kink, followed by a different number that just says, Mego is disgusting.
You have a chicken kink.
Don't yuck my yum.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Swayman's playing out of his mind right now. If he continues to do that, the Boston Bruins, I mean, sky's the limit for that team because we know they can play defense. Their power play's clicking like crazy. They made Toronto's power play look like a junior B power play this series so far. So Boston's got all the intangibles, and they can get that consistent goaltending. And by the way, Swayman falters. It's Ullmark going back in there.
Boom.
So Boston's looking great right now. Yep. Can't lie about that.
PK Subban on the McAfee Show. In case you couldn't tell with all the grunting in the background.
Yeah.
Again, what Bill Belichick is reduced to now.
Back in there.
Boom.
Boom.
Grunting and
boo like a ghost.
Ooh.
Grunting.
Bang, zoom.
Kuiper impersonators is what Bill's reduced to. But PK Subban buying in on the Bruins. Big one tonight. Is Austin Matthews really not going to play?
Athletic said he is not likely to play, but there's not been a confirmation or denial from the team yet.
Like, Mego not showing up is one thing. This guy not playing in a Stanley Cup playoff game, like, he's going to get run out of Toronto. This may be the beginning of him wanting out of Toronto. Like, I
don't know. He's, like,
I wonder if there's more going on, in other words, than just he's sick. Like, I wonder if he's,
if
like, over it or wants out.
Or stomach, like, there's nothing the trainer can give you. That's quite a stretch for what a break they have between these games.
I think it's pathetic he left the game the other night. Never mind, 2 days later, he's not back out there. And it's like, it doesn't sound like he's even like trying to give it a go. He like showed up to morning skate and then had to leave that, right?
Yeah. Maybe he's got a tapeworm.
I mean, maybe I'm not giving enough credit. At least he showed up to morning skate.
Is it true when you have a tapeworm that you like dangle a little piece of meat in front of your mouth?
It just leaps right out.
Then it jumps out. Is that true?
Definitely. 100%.
You think so?
Have you seen it?
I've done it.
No, you haven't. You're so
Of course
so
I haven't.
Cool.
No one's ever done that, Mega.
Well, that's why I'm asking if it's real.
I don't. I mean, I'm not saying it's not real, but I would imagine that's not real, but I don't know. I've never had a tapeworm. I don't know.
Science.
Feels like something from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, sure. So you think that's what's going on with Austin Matthews' tapeworm? Trainer doesn't know to dangle a piece of food on his tongue to have the tapeworm leap out.
Put a pepperoni there. You'll be
I missed the first day of medical school there. I didn't know I missed the tapeworm thing there. Yeah, you just put a Timbit right in there.
Yeah.
Put a Timbit right on the tip of his tongue. It'll leap right out.
Is that how that works?
No tapeworm can resist a delicious Timbit. How's about a hot flaming Cheeto poutine there? Put some of that, dangle some of that right there on the tip of his tongue. It'll leap right out.
It's kind of disgusting.
I mean, you brought it up. It's not disgusting.
Trying to learn on today's show.
I think whether he plays or not, that team's bleeped. I don't think they have a chance, whether he plays or he doesn't.
My point about Austin Matthews is this might be the beginning of the end there. Like, he might be out. Yeah. They might run him out of town. Like, Toronto? That's not the kind of market that's just going to be like, oh, yeah, he's got the sniffies. You can miss an elimination game against the Bruins. They might run him out or he may want out, but I wonder if this is the beginning of something way bigger with him. He better play tonight. Like, it's real soft if he doesn't play tonight. And so I hope the Bruins don't, like, throttle back if he's not out there. That's the only thing that minorly concerns me about them a little bit. They look and they're like, oh, Austin Matthews is tapping out. We don't even need to worry about this. And they, like, they're a little flat-footed.
Send out Ullmark.
They take not that, but just like they take it a little light. Like the Celtics took the Heat light in game two. Like, I don't rule out the Bruins could throttle down with that a little bit. Hopefully Swayman's good enough, as PK Subban said, where they don't have to worry about it. Anyway, let's get to some picks for tonight right now in Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boom, boom, that's it. Gambling.
The text line says we have it backwards, by the way.
No, that's a different kind of worm. I know what they're talking about. It happens with little kids a lot.
You put a tapeworm.
No. You put tape on your bum.
Oh, that's tape. I've read that as tapeworm. Yeah. I'm sorry. Anyway.
For when you have another kind of worms. My dog had those worms.
Of course. Bet Roulette is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Got worms?
Chick wipes.
So we didn't hit our parlay last night.
You did not.
In my defense, Porzingis left in the first quarter, right? Second quarter, when did he leave? So, like, I had the over on threes. The guy didn't play the whole game. So in my defense, that one was off. Tatum didn't hit his over. Arcan, you had
over 10.5 rebounds for Adebayo. He had 17, so I hit.
There you go. Big game for Bam. Mega, why don't you roll there?
Okay, ready? Five.
Five. That is NBA playoffs action tonight. Game five. Between the Magic and the Cavs, a series tied up at 2 games apiece. Ooh. The Magic are 5-point underdogs on the road.
On the road?
Games in Cleveland.
Yeah. I'm going to say give me the Cavs on that. Give me the Cavs. That's a pretty narrow line right there, 5 points. At home, the series has been back and forth. I'm not really afraid of either of these teams, but I'd take the Cavs at home with this one.
Have any of the road teams even been close in any of those? I feel like they've all been blowouts.
I think you're right about this series.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean, specifically in that series. Arkin, I think I rolled a one. It's over there in the corner. I think that's what
it is. Yes, that is indeed a one that you rolled, and that is the Leafs and the Bruins. Leafs plus 1.5 in Boston tonight. B's looking for the closeout. What say you? There's a lot of juice in the Bruins minus 1.5. Plus 1.5 for the Leafs is like minus 200, so keep that in mind. Yeah.
Give me the Bruins in a blowout then. Give me the Bruins on the puck line. They win by a couple of goals. Give me the juice. And I feel good about Swayman here tonight. Hopefully they don't take Austin Matthews and the Leafs too lightly if he's not out there, but I'll take the Bruins by a goal and a half.
Whenever you do that, like the empty net, the last couple seconds of the game,
they really matter.
Like very intense.
No, it's you watch very, very closely. It's true. It's very nerve-wracking. Arcan.
Short. He came up short.
Air ball. A little bit
that
of net there.
That is a four, and that is the Sixers and the Knicks. Sixers are, did I write this down wrong? 4.5-point favorites?
No, Sixers are 4.5-point underdogs.
They are 4.5-point underdogs. That makes more sense. And that is the way I was going to go with that anyway. I'll go with the Knicks here, minus 4.5. I think they knock out the Sixers tonight. I think they do it in a convincing fashion. And I think it's going to be a tough offseason for Philadelphia.
Wow. Ryan just gave me the numbers in my ear there. Cleveland by 5. Knicks by 4.5. Both those teams are at home. Bruins by a goal and a half. Plus 871.
Yeah. Because it's because of you.
Well, I think I know who we'll be blaming when this comes up short tomorrow. But I feel pretty good about it. I'm not afraid to pick the Bruins.
I like your pick.
I'm not afraid to pick the Celtics.
I like all the picks today.
I'm not afraid to pick the Celtics, with or without Kristaps Porzingis, which we talked about here tonight. Maybe Keith will have more on that. Keep our eye on updates here tonight on WEEI. He's got a quick sprint up to the Red Sox and the Giants. Stay tuned for that. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 here on WEEI.
That's the pumpkin market. I don't know this song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
Why is Bill wandering around on ring cameras out getting strange? Bon Jovi left him.
Yeah.
He's filling a void. That's why.
Ever met Vince Neil?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.